USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump continuing his final pitch to undecided voters in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The president saying,
Biden will raise your taxes $4 trillion, massively increasing your regulations. They're going to increase your regulations, maybe more important than the tax cuts. We gave the biggest tax cut in the history of our country, and maybe more importantly, we did regulation cuts, which were also the biggest in the history of our country.
President Trump also campaigning in Michigan and Wisconsin on Monday. Health experts are worried the spread of the coronavirus will worsen as the weather gets colder and people spend more time indoors. Robert Citrenberg, Executive Director of Infectious Disease and Prevention at Advocate Aurora Health, believing the country is in for a tough winter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
General Mally Dillon, Joe Biden's campaign manager, said on Monday there is no scenario where President Trump will be able to legitimately claim victory on Tuesday. O'Malley Dillon also saying the campaign is feeling good about where they stand. A busy day for Biden on Monday as he's spending part of his day in Ohio and Pennsylvania. In Cleveland, Ohio, Biden said,
And last night Trump said he was going to fire Dr. Fauci. Isn't that wonderful? I got a better idea. Elect me and I'm going to hire Dr. Fauci. And we're going to fire Donald Trump.
On Sunday evening, the president reacting to the crowd's chant of fire Fauci in Florida, the president responding, don't tell anybody, but let me wait a little until after the election. In a developing story, at least one person is dead in a suspected terrorist attack near a Vienna synagogue. About 50 shots were fired near an area in Vienna with several synagogues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Usually red Texas has been hit with a massive blue wave in recent years.
The streets of Texas provide no answers as to how this election will turn out. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you do see more signs supporting Biden than those for Trump. Traveling south to the Houston area last week, different result. This historically red state has been hit by a massive influx of out-of-state residents. Californians moving here to escape housing costs and taxes they can't afford there. Will that blue wave be enough to wash away the red? Well, the president said Friday he's not worried. Many Republicans here say they are. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Despite the record turnout for early voting in many states, millions of Americans have yet to exercise their cherished right to cast a ballot. That means long lines will be the norm on election day. Standing in a slow-moving line at a polling center certainly raises your risk of catching COVID-19. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells CBS News the mask you wear is key.
Well, remember, the masks serve two purposes. One is to protect other people from you. So if you're asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic, if you have a mask on, you're less likely to expel respiratory droplets that can infect other people. The other purpose is to provide you some measure of protection if, in fact, you're around people who are infected. So if you want a mask to afford you some protection from other people, quality matters.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.